Lacey, Herbert. Kurrenbong, New South Wales, Australia. April 28, 1898. Dear Brother Herbert Lacey, I have not been able to sleep much during the past night. I was brought over the ground of the first term of school, and many things were presented before me. During that term, there were genuine workers in the school, men who were firm to do all that they could possibly do to advance the interests of the school. There were also those whose influence worked to counteract the influences which God would have preserved. You, Brother Lacey, do not realize how the Lord regarded your attitude during the last school term. It was your duty to give help and encouragement to a class who needed an entirely different education and discipline from what they had formerly received at home and at school. But you thought that your natural and educated talents were more needed in the schoolroom for the perfection of their education. This view will stand as an obstacle in the way of the best work in school lines. You must not look upon these things in the light of your home training and your school education, for if you do, the very things that you ought to learn will be left unlearned because you think that you already understand the matter. When God gave you light during the last year, you did not see it as light and act promptly upon it. The precious light given of God in your behalf was not appreciated. Because of your own defective appreciation of that which is just and right and equal, you have represented the matter of the school according to your own incorrect ideas and have misrepresented the matter of your connection with the school. Brother Lacey, the Lord has again brought you into connection with the school. Beware lest you cherish the same spirit which hindered your progress last year. If you do not conscientiously accept the light given you during the last school year, you will not make the advancement or affect the change of attitude which God would have you do during this school year. If we have consecrated ourselves to God, we are daily and hourly to do the will of our Father which is in heaven. It is profitable for us to inquire as to what enterprise it is best for us to engage in, and whatever work we accept, we should give to it our wholehearted service. We should never forget that this school was established at a great sacrifice, and we should inquire every day how we can best please the Master in our labors to advance the students in every line of education. The most essential experience to be gained by the teacher and the student is that obtained in seeking the salvation of souls for whom Christ died. Teachers and students are to work for the recovery of that which was lost through transgression. Let every teacher take this work upon him, laboring to place the feet of every student upon the true foundation, the solid rock. All our talents of ability and means are God's entrusted gifts, and He would not have any of His workers behind in a conception of their duty. Everyone is required to shake off the spirit of lethargy and employ his energies faithfully for the advancement of the school. Time is short. Time is precious. God calls for workers to give time, strength, and ability to the school. Soon we shall be scattered, we know not where. The students will be scattered to different localities. They must have a thorough knowledge of Bible truth. Our faith must be something more than it is now. The Word of God is offering to each one who receives Jesus Christ a preparation for eternal life. And as long as Satan exists, every inducement will be presented to lure the soul to self-deception and death. We must have the truth as it is in Jesus. Christ was the great worker. He did not measure his work by ours. His time, his heart, his soul, and his strength were given to labor for the benefit and blessing of humanity. Entire days were devoted to labor, and entire nights were spent in prayer, that he might be braced to meet the wily foe in all his deceptive workings, and fortified to do his work in uplifting and restoring humanity. Our faith must take in more than it has done. We must not pervert the Word of God, crushing out and weakening its precious meaning. That Word alone can move our consciences and quicken our minds to understand and our hearts to feel. Teachers, are you giving yourselves to the Lord? Or are you trying to maintain and hold on to the false education that you have received? Are you losing the precious opportunities granted you to become better acquainted with God's plan and methods? Do you believe the Word of God? Are you becoming better able to understand what it means to give yourselves to the Lord and become converted to His service every day? Are you missionaries to do God's will? Do you believe the Bible and heed what it says on this subject? Do we believe that we are living in the last days of this earth's history? We have a large work before us. We must have hearts that can feel. Has not the work at the school, at the present time, a special meaning for us whom God has made the repositories of sacred truth that is full of eternal results? Are we not to be bearers of the sacred light of the Word, which is to lighten all nations? Are we chosen vessels unto the Lord? Has God made us the light of the world? Christ said, "I must work while it is day." John 9, verse 4. We occupy the position of Christians, followers of Christ. And what are we really doing? If we have truly given ourselves to the Lord, we shall live in covenant relation to Him, taking His Word as our guide at every step. If we maintain this position, we will be laborers together with God.